Lael Wilcox is a woman of many firsts. The 29-year-old Anchorage resident and world bicycle traveler just won the 4,200-mile Trans-Am bike race. She was the first woman and the first American to win the grueling race. Wilcox started the race on June 4th in Astoria, Oregon, and won yesterday in Virginia. The Trans-Am race is self-supported. Wilcox says you have to carry what you need or buy it along the way.
So people just do whatever they can to get to the other side of the country. And the first person across wins. So you decide when you sleep, when you eat, just kind of how you're going to manage your days to make the greatest distance.
You're really kind of a relatively new racer in these ultra long distance races. Tell us how you got started.
I started, I just started commuting on the bike about 10 years ago. To get to and from work. I've never owned or driven a car. And then after commuting, I started traveling on the bike with my boyfriend, Nick. And we've been traveling all over the world for the past 8 years. Usually we travel for about 6 months and then work for the other six. So I've got a lot of experience just being on the bike. And then I transitioned that into ultra endurance racing.
And when was your first long distance race? That was in Israel, is that correct?
Right. Well, so the summer before that, I did ride the Fireweed 400. So it's a 400-mile road race from Sheep Mountain Lodge to Valdez and back. And that's supported. So I had a friend following me in her Jeep. And that was the first time I really did anything long. And then the following spring, I did the race in Israel, which was 850-mile mountain bike race. And this time, self-supported. And I just had a great time. And after that, I decided I would continue and kind of go for the even longer distances.
Have you sort of surprised yourself at your ability? I mean, you're a woman of many firsts and you're quite young. How does this feel to just in the last few years discover this tremendous ability that you have?
It is really surprising. It's just not something you really could know you can do until you try. I had no idea. You know, it's like I started to realize, wow, I recover a lot faster than other people and I'm able to ride more. And my body doesn't really wear out. Mentally, I stay focused and I stick with it.
During the race that you just completed, Stefan Struck was in front. You rode hard to catch him and had an interesting exchange on the race route when you met up with him. Tell us about that.
I had been, you know, chasing this guy for 2 weeks, basically. I'd never seen him, never met him, didn't know what he looked like, but everyone is telling me, oh, Stefan is about 50 miles in front of you. I can watch how we're doing. We have no idea how the other person's doing. You're just kind of out there by yourself. And then in the middle of the night, the day of the end of the race, I took a cat nap for about half an hour, and then I got up to ride. I saw a light coming towards me, and it was all dark otherwise. We're in really rural Virginia. And I thought, who is that? You know, somebody on a bike with a really bright light. When I caught up to him, we crossed paths, and then he turned around and started riding the same direction as me. And I looked over at him, and he's, you know, he looks like a racer. And I asked, what's your name? And he said, Stefan. And all of a sudden, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is the guy I've been chasing. So I just took off. I started just sprinting away. And he was, of course, holding on. We're both sprinting side by side through basically farmlands in Virginia in the middle of the night. And we're making turns, there's stop signs. I was riding really aggressively just because I was giving it my all. But at the same time, we're 130 miles from the finish. So it's like I knew that I wasn't going to be able to sprint for 130 miles. I took a wrong turn on the track. I wasn't focused enough on the map, and I turned to the left, and he said, it's to the right. And he kind of slowed down for me to catch up, and he said, I want to talk to you for a minute. And he said, we've been battling for 2 weeks. Why don't we just finish this together? And I said, no way. This is a race. I'm going to finish it. So I just kept riding hard. We rode together for a couple more minutes, and then he dropped off, and I never saw him again.
Anchorage resident Lael Wilcox is the first woman and first American to win the Trans Am bike race. Photos of her race are at our website, alaskapublic.org.